Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, September 15th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. AEW Dynamite emanated last night from the MVP Arena in Albany, New York. The show opened with Jon Moxley defeating Sammy Guevara with the Death Rider in 13 minutes 28 seconds to advance in the championship tournament for the AEW World Title. After a commercial break, MJF came down to the ring to follow up on his issues with Moxley stemming from the week prior. During the segment, MJF introduced the stable of wrestlers recruited by manager Stokely Hathaway over the last few weeks that helped him win the casino ladder match at All Out. Officially christening the stable The Firm, its members include Lee Moriarty, Ethan Page, Austin and Colton Gunn, and W. Morrissey. Both MJF and Hathaway referred to the group as being on a retainer for MJF, and that tonight would be one of the rare times they'd all be together in the ring. Hathaway went on to say that he's not a manager, publicist, or assistant, but a friend to MJF, and Hathaway stated that when MJF no longer needs them, they'll all go their separate ways, before he introduced each member and mentioned their individual goals. Also on the show was a video package highlighting a training session between Hook and rapper Action Bronson, confirming that the two will be teaming up to take on Jericho Appreciation Society members 2.0, Daddy Magic Matt Menard, and Cool Hand Angelo Parker next week at AEW Grand Slam 2 at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York.
Oh, yes. Look at that. Stopping that breathing in the nostrils. And you don't have to worry about that injured foot with this dance, and you got him hooked up pretty good.
Oh, my God. And Prince, he's close.
He's going to tap.
Jericho on the verge.
He got it.
Yes.
Whoa.
Here is your winner advancing in the tournament, the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson.
The show's main event saw the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, defeat Chris Jericho via the LaBelle Lock submission in 19 minutes 41 seconds to advance to the finals of the AEW Championship title tournament. The final takes place next week at AEW Grand Slam 2 at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York, where Danielson will take on fellow Blackpool Combat Club member Jon Moxley in the finals. In other results from the show, Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland successfully defended the AEW Tag Team Championship against the Lucha Brothers. Jungle Boy Jack Perry defeated Jay Lethal via the snare trap. Powerhouse Hobbs and Ricky Starks got into a brawl after a quick Hobbs victory against local worker Matt DiMartino. And Britt Baker and Serena Deeb defeated AEW Interim Women's World Champion Toni Storm and Athena when Storm was pinned by Deeb after she ran Storm's head into a chair that was held by Baker. After the women's tag match, Jamie Hayter ran down to the ring and grabbed the chair from Baker mid-swing on Storm. Hayter then teased using the chair on Baker, but instead decided to hit Storm herself. Hayter and Baker then argued with each other before Hayter stormed off, with Baker emphasizing to her that she was sorry for costing her a chance to win the AEW Interim World Women's title during a four-way that saw Storm claim the vacated championship at All Out. With an update on the fallout of AEW's all-out locker room altercation, here's the wrestling news, Lou Kippelman.
AEW Vice President of Talent Development Pat Buck was backstage at last night's Dynamite taping in Albany. According to a report from Fightful Select, this would be Buck's first time back in an AEW live event since All Out. It's been reported that Buck was involved in breaking up the September 4th backstage altercation between CM Punk, AEW Executive Vice Presidents Kenny Omega and Matt and Nick Jackson, and Ace Steele. Buck is the only one of the involved parties so far to return to his duties at an AEW live event. AEW has yet to formally announce Buck's status, and it's not known what this indicates for any investigations into the incident. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
During last night's Dynamite, it was announced that AEW would be traveling to the Pacific Northwest for the first time, heading to Seattle, Washington on Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. That night's Dynamite will be held at the Climate Pledge Arena, which serves as the home of the National Hockey League's Seattle Kraken and could accommodate over 18,000 fans for wrestling. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 23rd. Many have expected that All Elite Wrestling talent will be a part of New Japan Pro Wrestling's biggest show of the year, which also takes place annually on January 4th at the Tokyo Dome. New Japan's show that day begins at 5 p.m. in Tokyo, which is 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As a result, while likely physically taxing, it is possible the talent could appear on both shows in the same day. Pro Wrestling Illustrated yesterday released the 32nd annual installment of the PWI 500 as part of its December 2022 issue. Topping the list this year at number one is WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns, as was first officially publicized yesterday morning on Busted Open Radio by PWI senior writer Al Castle and contributing writer Candice Cordelia. Reigns previously snagged the number one position on the 2016 list. Established in 1991, the PWI 500 is billed as a ranking of the top 500 wrestlers in the industry. According to the magazine, the list is determined by taking into account wins and losses, quality of opposition, technical ability, and influence. The evaluation period for the current edition stretched from July 1, 2021 to June 30, 2022. Rounding out the remainder of the top 10 on this year's list are, in order, Kazuchika Okada, CM Punk, Hangman Adam Page, Bobby Lashley, Cody Rhodes, Bryan Danielson, El Hijo del Vikingo, Big E, and Jonathan Gresham. The PWI 500 issue is available as of today in digital form and available for pre-order in print form. The issue hits the newsstands on October 4th. As a matter of disclosure, the wrestling news Brian Solomon is a contributing writer to Pro Wrestling Illustrated and a member of the PWI 500 Ranking Committee. With independent wrestling and AEW-related news, here's the wrestling news Luke Hippelman.
Illinois-based indie promotion Warrior Wrestling has canceled what would have been the first ever match between the Briscoe Brothers and the Lucha Brothers, originally scheduled for its October 2nd show in Chicago Heights. Warrior Wrestling indicated on Twitter that the decision was made after consultation with AEW and Ring of Honor. The Lucha Brothers duo of Penta Oscuro and Rey Fénix are under contract to AEW and currently co-hold the AEW World Trios title with Pac. Both teams will still appear on the October 2nd card, but in separate matches against different opponents. In the same announcement, Warrior Wrestling stated that as part of the agreement, AEW would also send Eddie Kingston to wrestle Calvin Tankman. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
Next week's episode of NXT was taped at the WWE Performance Center last night, a break from the usual live broadcast. The Wrestling News can confirm the WrestleNomics report that both the September 20th and September 27th shows are being taped, and the show will return live on Tuesday, October 4th. The reason for the live hiatus is due to the rebranding of NXT from its 2.0 incarnation back to the black and gold motif that they used under former NXT and current WWE creative head Paul Levesque. The remodel is similar to what was done when the brand was rebooted as NXT 2.0 in September 2021 and the Capitol Wrestling Center NXT studio revamp in October 2020. This week's episode of NXT on USA Network ended with a short video unveiling a new NXT logo, returning to its original black and gold colors and removing the 2.0 designation. And as the sun sets on NXT 2.0, Tuesday's one-year anniversary celebration of the program achieved its best viewership since October 2021. Airing in the United States on the USA Network, NXT averaged 728,000 total viewers, according to WrestleNomics. The number is up 6.4% from the previous week and was the most viewers to watch an NXT episode since the Halloween Havoc special edition of the show on October 26, 2021. In the 18-49 key demo, the show was down 4% from last week, doing a 0.15 rating, which equates to approximately 196,000 homes. It finished 14th for the night amongst cable originals, according to ShowBuzz Daily. The show was down in several demographic categories, but was buoyed by a 10.5% increase in people over the age of 50, averaging 491,000 of those viewers. Our final report today will contain some spoilers for next Tuesday's NXT program, as well as from last night's AEW Rampage and Dark taping. These will not be full results, but only the most newsworthy items that occurred during these tapings. If you don't wish to hear any of these spoilers, we'll give you a moment to make your decision. And please, remember to follow us across all of our forms of social media. At last night's NXT tapings at the Performance Center in Orlando, Ilya Dragunov returned to the program when he interrupted a stare-down between NXT champion Bron Breakker and new number one contender JD McDonagh. McDonagh had just defeated Tyler Bate to earn the designation when Breakker confronted him. As the two stared each other down, Dragunov's music hit and he came down to the ring as well, indicating the possibility of a three-way feud over the title. Dragunov was the NXT UK champion for 319 days until he was forced to vacate the title this past July 7th due to an ankle injury. The Russian-born German wrestler had made six successful defenses of the title after winning it from Walter, now Gunther, at TakeOver 36 in August of 2021. During AEW's Rampage taping, which airs this Friday, September 16th, Chris Jericho challenged Claudio Castagnoli for the Ring of Honor World Championship in a match that will take place at next Wednesday's AEW Grand Slam 2 Dynamite show in Queens, New York. Announced for the Rampage tapings that also take place next Wednesday at Arthur Ashe Stadium is a no-DQ tag team match between Darby Allin and Sting against the House of Black's Brody King and Buddy Matthews, with Julia Hart in their corner. During the AEW Dark portion of the taping, Mascara Dorada, the former Grand Metalik in WWE, made his AEW debut by defeating Serpentico. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that the Wrestling News is on Twitter. Follow at Wrestling News AV for Arcadian Vanguard's daily wrestling newscast, breaking news, and more. Once again, follow at Wrestling News AV for the wrestling news. For those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, make the wrestling news a part of your daily routine. Just say, Alexa, play the Wrestling News podcast. Make sure you add podcast at the end, as Alexa can be very particular. And finally, the wrestling news is now on Facebook. Visit facebook.com/wrestlingnewsAV to follow the wrestling news. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.